ultimate uptime, and unrivaled support. Brandt is your go-to John Deere agriculture dealer, backed by the best-equipped team in the business, with industry-leading support to keep you running. We deliver the highest standard of service with 22 locations across Alberta, Saskatchewan, and BC. With a full lineup of new and used equipment, the latest ag technology, and teams of trained specialists, Brandt's got your back. Visit more.brandt.ca for the latest equipment and promotions.
I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner with your Brandt Agriculture World Weather Report for this noon hour on Friday. Two waves of snow will be working their way across our listening area as we go forward through the next 2 days. But more importantly than that is the fact that we will be warming up dramatically. Temperatures at the top of this hour running as cold as minus 25 in the Nipawin area, while temperatures were in the negative upper teens to around minus 20 from the Melfort region back up towards Prince Albert. Negative teens are still common in other parts of our listening area, and so are some negative lower 20s. As we go forward through the rest of the afternoon, we will see some warming take place, but cloud cover will make it difficult for the warm-up to be as dramatic as we'd like to see it. There is snow occurring across the region from North Battleford through Saskatoon and down towards the Watrose area, and as we go forward through the rest of the afternoon, that line of snow will shift to the southeast, but we will see it expand into a part of our listening area, including the Prince Albert, Melfort to Yorkton area. Everybody to the northeast of that will most likely just come up with a snow flurry or so, and the precipitation that occurs in our southwest is not likely to be much more than a trace to 2 or 3 centimeters at the most. Really, the majority of the more significant snow will be just immediately to the southwest of the listening area. Now, as we go forward into the night tonight and into the day tomorrow, we have a second little disturbance that will be passing across the region, and it will bring in another chance for light snow, and this time it will impact the northeastern half to two-thirds of the region. This second little band of snow is expected to impact us as we go from the evening all the way through the day tomorrow. It'll be a dusting upwards to 3 or 4 centimeters, and we will see that occurring most significantly from the Melfort and Nipawin area down towards the Swan River and Yorkton region, and does extend farther to the east across the rest of our listening area, including Hudson Bay. Now, the majority of this is not likely to last too much longer than Saturday morning around dawn, and we should see some drier weather occur during the balance of the weekend. Not necessarily perfectly good weather, but a lot better than it's been. We are going to see some warming take place, and the temperatures are going to work their way higher steadily through the weekend. Today, it's pretty much a lost cause. We're going to be mostly in the negative teens, but tomorrow we'll be up in the range of minus 12 to around minus 9, and we'll probably do that again on Sunday, perhaps a little warmer on Sunday, and then Monday and Tuesday of next week we'll get up much higher into the negative single digits. We may come close to freezing during an afternoon or two, and we will look for the nighttime low temperatures to drop down close to minus 20 tonight, but negative teens for Saturday night and Sunday night, and negative single digits as we go through the first part of next week. That's today's Brandt Agriculture World Weather Report. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.